Send a movie idea.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the Dream Factory, the world's greatest user generatee. Hello and welcome to the Dream Factory, the world's greatest user-generated movie creation podcast. The rules are simple. We can discuss as many film ideas as we like, but only one can be taken through to the next stage where it will successfully apply for nom-dom status despite 90% of its production time being spent in the UK. I'm Joel, a man who puts the dance in tax avoidance, and across from me is John Harris, a man who I'm beginning to suspect has actually faked having a child in order to legitimise his debilitating rusk habit.
What's rusk?
Can you?
Oh, what? The little biscuits for babies.
The little biscuits for babies. A rumour has that you were buying rusks in industrial quantities and your neighbours started getting suspicious, so you've kind of made up a baby.
Or I could just have had a baby and he doesn't get the rusks. I ain't
He never
the
gets
rusks.
The rusks. That babies little baby doesn't know what a rusk is.
Babies nowadays have a thing called melty sticks, which are basically Wotsits with no seasoning. Pretty good.
Yeah. What's your favourite and least favourite baby food?
So we feed our child very well. Like he's having some good stuff. Like basically he has the same as us. We just put a bit of salt at the end. But in terms of like baby food stuff, melty sticks are pretty good, but they've got like rogue flavours. So it'll be like strawberry and carrot. But yeah, it's basically a Wotsit, and his face lights up. When you start rustling a packet with a melty stick in, his face lights up. Lovely intro there, Joel. I love the cultural references to... I've been too busy, so I don't know that story, but I know that there's a story about non-dom status.
Yeah. Well, what's really good about it is that way back when we did this podcast, there'd be a story a week. That's how the news used to be. There'd be a story a week instead of just the same story every day. And it used to be really easy to write the intros. But now there's only ever sort of one or two news stories that just carry on indefinitely. And it's really hard to write fun intros about...
Yeah, they're
war
not.
War and
not,
pandemics.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is,
not riffable content.
It's really hard to do this job.
Well, somebody think of the intro writers.
No one ever does. And I've got five of them on staff. Right. Let's do some film ideas. This one's from Tony. John's Wick. A retired candle maker gets brought back into business after the death of his dog.
There's some good visual stuff there, I can imagine, with like kung fu. You
Dog's
know, like,
being killed.
You can okay. do kung fu that puts out a candle, can't you? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, people do that, don't they?
Like they're from far away. Some people struggle with candles. Some people struggle to blow out candles, and I don't understand what's wrong with them.
I struggle to light candles.
That's a different story, and I'm actually
I'm happy to put my hands up. Here's the thing about me. I'll admit to my flaws, and my only flaw is that I struggle to light candles. Not initially. So we quite like a scented candle in this house.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'm doing all right. I don't mind the odd scent. And at first, I would say first day, simple. Anyone can light that candle, be it with a match or a lighter, anything. Second day, broadly fine. Third day, fine. When you get into the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh day of the scented candle, my big fat hands and the size of a lighter and the angle, I'll burn myself 25 times before I get that candle lit.
Oh, you're using a matcher. That is, yeah. Matcha?
No, I'm not using a match. I'm using a lighter. I'm using matcha tea. That's the scent.
I meant a lighter. Yeah, no, yeah, you're in trouble. You're
a matcher. You sound like the first, like, the, you know how you're the guy that invented it first, but you didn't popularize it. You invented the matcher 5 years before the lighter was invented, but could never sell them.
On the subject of scented candles, mm-hmm. a while back I went to a market and they had scented candles, and you know they have the like globe over them to keep the smell in. Right. You ever see that?
Like, no, I've never seen that. So, what market is this?
So, like, posh scented candles will often have like a glass dome over them, mm-hmm. right? And you lift up the dome to smell the candle. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I went to this market and I lifted up the dome and I smelled the candle. And the guy was like, "No, you smell the dome. That's where the smell is stuck, right?" And right. So I smelled the dome. And then about an hour later,
you got stuck in it.
It's not that. It's like
you got your head stuck in the dome.
I don't know how to describe it. I bet you half of the audience at least know what I'm talking about, and that's all I need. Mm-hmm. And then about an hour later, I went into And Other Stories with my partner, and they had them there as well. And some lady lifted up the dome and smelt the candle, and I in my head, I thought, "You fucking idiot!" Do you know if you learn something,
tapping your partner, hey.
Yeah,
no, you got to smell. Yeah, if you learn it and then see anyone doing it incorrectly afterwards, you just think, fucking imbecile, embarrassing. Like when I went to Japan, I learned that you're not supposed to put the chopsticks in the bowl. It's really disrespectful. You're supposed to just lay them across. Now when I go to Wagamama, I just look around thinking, they're insulting the good people of Japan here. Look with their katsu, looking left and right. But obviously I've been doing that for probably 25 years. I probably told it before, but I learned to use chopsticks picking up beans at beavers.
No, great story.
Yeah, Arcala at that point came in with a tin of beans, poured it out on a placemat, and we all got given chopsticks and we had to just learn how to pick up beans.
Were you aware that that person wasn't actually called Arcala? Because I don't think I was.
No, of course not. I didn't really know about nicknames.
They all have the same name. You went to the same brownies as me? Brownies? Scouts? Right, John Wick, candles.
John's Wick, yeah. So he's a candle maker. He's retired from being a candle maker, which feels like the sort of job you'd never really retire from.
No.
You wouldn't hit 65 and think, I've got to pack this in. My artisan candle making job. It's gone on too long. Maybe you would. But his dog's killed by, what's the candle's biggest nemesis?
A big light bulb.
Yeah, it's a bulb manufacturer, isn't it?
Yeah.
Dog gets killed by a bulb manufacturer, and yeah, he employs the cat. He's got like scented nunchuck candles. He's got all of the gear candle based. And he goes on a rampage.
He's not actually retired. Sorry, Tony. I'm changing it up a bit. He's not actually retired. He's forced into not making candles anymore because this local big light bulb manufacturer is sort of monopolized the
and the light bulb manufacturer kills the dog in order to just, you know, debilitate this man. He doesn't want to make candles anymore because he's lost his dog.
But then he finds out they did it, and he kills them all in increasingly gruesome hot wax. Yep.
And the end scene, because this is all taking place in a little village, we just see a panning shot of every living room in the village. Everyone's candles. There's not an electric light source in sight.
Yeah, and that is the village from the film Signs.
I haven't seen Signs.
Spoiler. Anyway, so what about this one from Beck Hill? Don't Lou Cup.
All right. Now, is it a man called Lou Cup, or is it a cup you'd keep in the toilet maybe for toothbrushes or your dentures?
So it is toilet Lou, not Lou. Mm-hmm. Luke.
Have you got a cup in your toilet?
Do I have a cup in my...
Yes. The way you reacted to that, like, it was like it was a really personal question.
There's something mounted to the wall.
It was like Andrew Marr had just confronted you on a Sunday really morning and you weren't ready for it.
I'll answer that in two parts. Yeah, there's something mounted to the wall, but it's more like a little bowl. So I think that's for soap.
Toilet bowl.
That's not a loo cup. Is it about drinking toilet water? Is it... The message is don't drink toilet water.
Yeah. That's the message.
You had a go at me for being baffled by my question.
It sort of sounded like you're accusing me of drinking toilet water. I don't know why, but maybe that says more about me than it does about you. No, yeah, that is definitely the message, John. I would never drink toilet water.
He doth protest too much.
You just, you know, you just once, just to know. I've got a toilet glass, thanks for asking, because I've got retainers, so I keep them in there. But the thing is, it's just a glass from a set of glasses from the kitchen.
Yeah.
But it's obviously been retired from its primary function and just moved to the bathroom. But here's a question. If I put that through the dishwasher twice and reintegrated it back into the cupboard, it would still feel weird to drink out of, wouldn't it?
It would feel weird, but whether it is weird or not is a different question.
Let's say you've got a cat. Let's say you've got a cat and you don't have a cat food bowl and you use a bowl to feed that cat.
Mm.
A year down the line, the cat dies. I don't know. A bowl manufacturer kills it. And you put that cat food bowl that's just a normal bowl into the dishwasher and it looks like all your other bowls and you shuffle it up and put it back in the cupboard. Are you ever going to feel comfortable knowing there's a cat food bowl in amongst the bowls?
Well, that's the worst part, isn't it? You won't know if it's done a sufficient job, you won't know which bowl is the cat bowl. So every bowl in your mind will be the cat bowl.
In a way, every bowl is the cat bowl.
It's sort of like a bit in the most recent series of Succession where Greg puts some food in a dog poo bag and he says, you only think it's gross because you're associating it with dog poo. There's no dog poo in this bag. It's just a bag.
I would feel forever uncomfortable about the cat food bowl.
Well, this is the message.
Should I? I don't know.
This is the message of the film is, Joel, don't look up. Don't use your look up as a normal cup going forward.
Brilliant. Great. Once something enters the bathroom, it should never leave. It's like Hotel California. You can take whatever you want into the bathroom. You can't take it out. Thanks, Beck. That's sort of more advice from Beck than a film idea. Here's one from Dapo. Grinding Nemo. A pretty harrowing documentary on the horrors of the fishing industrial complex. That is, I mean, we've had enough of those.
Yeah, isn't there one, Seaspiracy?
Seaspiracy, yeah. Grinding
which is the,
Nemo.
I assume it's the sequel to Moosepiracy, which is the cow one.
Cow,
right?
Isn't it called Cowspiracy? Moosepiracy sounds, it's like a Pixar thing.
In my head, I
there's genuinely... just no way a documentary called Moosepiracy would convince people to go vegan.
I'm so annoyed. Something's wrong with my head at the minute because I genuinely thought to myself, it's not called Moosepiracy, you idiot. Say Cowspiracy. And then I still said Moosepiracy.
Moosepiracy. The new harrowing documentary. You'll never eat meat again. Moosepiracy.
But none of them are puns. Like none of the, even Moo isn't a pun. Like
no,
none
but
of them
cow,
work.
But Cowspiracy is one
con,
letter away from Conspiracy, isn't it?
Where Seaspiracy, con... Spiracy.
Mm.
Slightly
they
better.
They both start with the letter C. Moospiracy. I mean, that's just nonsense. That does sound like a Pixar film about some sort of cow-based cult, which
it's,
I would watch.
It's a cow version of Chicken Run.
Very good. I'd be into that.
There we go. We didn't make Dapo's film.
We didn't. Sorry, Dapo. But look where it got us. Is Chicken Run... No, it's not like vegetarian propaganda, is it? Sort of. I think a lot of kids would have watched Chicken Run and thought, that's... sad what happens to the chickens.
Yeah, I'd say it's not propaganda, but it definitely the message,
not the intention,
film,
but the message. Yeah, is the message chickens get chopped up into pies?
Yeah, I'd sort say so. Going back to Grinding Nemo, while I like Depo's suggestion,
you're
well, I don't
about,
like it.
You're thinking about a sexy,
sexy
fish.
Fish. Yeah,
yeah.
Well,
there's
what's
a restaurant
the
called Sexy
Fish?
Fish.
Isn't that the one that? The musician Jess, was it Jess Glynn posted?
Yeah, she wore a hoodie or something and wasn't allowed in, and she did a big post on social media, which she just ill-advised.
She sort of like aligned herself with like genuine causes. Like this is yet another.
She wasn't allowed to sexy fish wearing trainers. Oh, once again. But to be fair to Jess Glynn, if I had zero prior knowledge and somebody said they were taking me to a place called Sexy Fish, I wouldn't have a... the foggiest how to begin to work out an outfit for that event, would you?
No.
Meet me at Sexy Fish. What are you going to wear for that? It's impossible to know. You'd feel mad if you put a suit on.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, if someone said come to Sexy Fish, my first thought isn't black tie. What is the sexiest fish? It's a question I've genuinely asked before. And I have an answer.
Is a dolphin a fish? No.
Well, it's a mammal, so no.
Cut that. No, keep it in. It's real. It's raw. If you can say Moosepiracy, I can ask if a dolphin's a fish. We're both idiots today. What is the sexiest fish? What
the
have you
weirdest
got an answer?
Yeah, but mine. This says this is the Seaspiracy part coming out because I was thinking of a cooked fish, like to consume. So smoked salmon is the sexiest, in my opinion.
Yeah, smoky.
Yeah, if you're wooing someone, you're not bringing haddock to the table, are you?
I don't think so, no.
Or trout. Smoked trout is delicious.
But you're not serving up a trout.
It just sounds unsexy.
What does that say about... Yeah, what does it say about you and the person? And trout is years down the line, isn't it? Should we try some trout? You know, when you're bored. You might have it on a Tuesday night. It's like, no way if you're in the wooing stage. But it's pretty bold to have fish, even in... Isn't it? I don't know.
Well, oysters are apparently an aphrodisiac, aren't they?
There's your answer. There's your answer. That's the sexiest fish.
Great.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
What about this one from Lizzie? Morbius strip. Jared Leto gets naked.
I mean, that sort of feels very possible, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, there's a shot from the trailer. It will surprise no one to hear that Joel... unless Joel's got something to confess, it will surprise nobody that Joel and I have not seen Morbius.
No. But I kind of want to.
Yeah, it's one of those...
Isn't it really bad? I've seen a scene where Matt Smith's just sort of dancing and then he does a vampire face. And people are saying it's terrible. And it makes me think, I'd like to see that on the big screen.
Look, the trailer, Jared... It's weird to think his name's Jared. You just think of him as Jared Leto, but Jared is not...
Well, like it's all one word, like a Brazilian foot.
Yeah.
Jared Leto.
Samuel L. Jackson. You don't think of Samuel L. Jackson as Samuel.
No, don't say that ever again. Yeah. I think if he was casting something that required him to be naked, like he apparently for this We Crash series, he was in character for 6 months, didn't break character once.
Yeah.
So if you cast him in a film about a nudist colony, you're going to get, Jared Leto's going to live naked for 6 months.
If you woke up Jared Leto in the middle of the night and said there's a fire alarm, would he be coming out of his bed in
there
character?
There is just no way Jared Leto wears clothes in bed. There is absolutely zero chance.
Oh, no.
Is there? There's just no way. I think you can tell with people. I think you can generally tell from a person what they wear to bed. And Jared Leto, I would bet my house on the fact he sleeps naked.
I bet you Joel thinks I wear more clothes to sleep than I do 100%.
You wear you wear a 1950s pyjama set with a big floppy hat. It's got a breast pocket. No one knows why.
What is the point of the big floppy hat in history?
In history? I don't know. You don't see them so much anymore, do you? But you've got a big floppy hat on.
I think people realise they were totally useless.
Well, that's why you have to get yours tailored.
To go with all my outfits.
To go, yeah, exactly.
One for every fit.
Yeah, I just feel like Jared Leto. You bother him in the night, whether he's at home, whether he's at a hotel, whether he's staying at a friend's. Yeah. He's fully nude.
Yeah. Well, that wasn't my question. My question was going to be, is he still in character?
Yes. At all times. I don't think he's been Jared Leto for the last 5 years. He just moves from character to character. You know, he'll be the Joker, then he'll be the CEO of WeWork. And then I think maybe he doesn't even know who he is anymore. In order for him to be Jared Leto, someone would have to cast him in a biopic of Jared Leto.
Very good. Do you think he drank blood for Morbius?
100%. I actually think he maybe took on the role just to legitimize his blood habit. I think he was probably drinking a lot of blood. And so, perfect, the role came along. And do you know what? I feel like, I mean, again, I've got nothing to base this on. Matt Smith strikes me as someone that is one of those actors who just gets that turns up and does the job.
Yeah.
And is Matt Smith until one step away from set, and then bang, brilliantly in character. I think he's great. And then it must have been a weird shoot. Leto just prowling around at night, pretending to be a vampire at all times. Matt Smith, you know, just sat reading The Guardian 2 minutes before call time. Jared Leto like clinging from his ceiling. Yeah. I'd love to behind the scenes stories from that film. I'd be all over them.
Do you think Jared get papped walking down the street completely naked, and someone's like, oh, he's getting in character for Morbius strip. He's not had a breakdown.
Yeah, exactly. How about this one from Stu, the Molly Matrix?
Two of my favorite things.
So good. It is so good. I think the Matrix, they are like people kind of enter this virtual. I have seen it. I haven't seen it for a long time, but people kind of like plug into this virtual world. What's the point of it? But anyway, Molly May, because she gets so much done in 24 hours, there's lots of clones of her, maybe like Agent Smith or something. And that's how she's getting it all done. And they're on the brink of exposing her, you know, scandal. That there's actually like 100,000 Molly Mays. And that's how she gets so much done. Everyone's got the same 24 hours, but wait, every one of the 100,000 Molly Mays has 24 hours available to them.
And the just for the record, for context, for anyone who's not aware of Molly May, just in case, was a Love Island contestant, is like a business lady now, and famously recently said, everyone has the same 24 hours. It's the sort of thing that was on mugs a few years ago. Like, you know, Beyonce has the same 24 hours as you, but now it's sort of, people are like, yeah, but it's a bit of a privilege thing to not acknowledge the fact that your hours are spent differently when you, you know, have not got privilege. So yes, so she went viral for that.
Turns out she's masterminding her success by having endless clones.
But the thing is, she's technically still correct. She just didn't mention there's 1,000 of her.
Good luck calling her out on that. Yeah, exactly. This is watertight.
Everyone has the same 24 hours a day. So Molly May 1, sort of, Molly May 72.
There's some sort of Keanu Reeves character who's trying to, you know, hunt down the truth, and Molly May just keeps appearing like Agent Smith to beat him down, and there's just loads of her. That's pretty good stuff.
I don't know. I'd watch it. Let's just say I'd watch it. How about this one from Jake, the French diss track?
Oh, good.
Yeah, not bad, is it?
That is good. People love their French hip hop, don't they?
Do they?
Don't they?
Yeah,
I mean, you're the only French person I know.
Rap is definitely a genre of music in France, and it is one that, like, so I vividly remember this, having a chat with this guy, and he was saying that, like, he was in a band when he was younger and he's French, and I was like, why did you sing in English? And he was like, because English is the language of pop music. It's like Italian is the language of opera, English is the language of pop. But I think when it comes to stuff like rap, I think it is wrapped in because the words are so important, it is done in the language of the country you're in. So yes, there is definitely a fair chunk of French rap music, but I can't say I'm a connoisseur.
Okay. Nice French word there, John, I think. Is connoisseur French?
Yes.
What does it mean? Because I know what it means.
Conne means to know. Mm-hmm. So connoisseur must mean like know
someone who knows. I know. Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Okay, French diss track. Yeah, it's Wes Anderson at his very best, just shooting somewhere absolutely beautiful in France about two rival hip hop gangs. But for some reason, Bill Murray. You know, the hip hop. Then no one is French. They're just doing accents.
Of course, naturally.
Yeah,
and if we're going to take that level of ignorance, we might as well. What are they beefing over? I assume it's culinary.
It's birthing. Beef. It's birthing.
Yeah, very good. Yeah,
yeah, it's got to be culinary based. It's got to be. What's a big debate in France, John, over food? Who is there, like, regional preferences for how steak's done in one place versus another, or where the best wine is? Maybe where the best wine is would be good.
Bordeaux
against someone. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Wine's good. The only beef I can think of, and it is so specific that definitely won't mean anything to even a vast majority of French people, but the area of France my family are from, they call pain au chocolat, chocolatines. And so in that area of France, everyone calls it a chocolatine.
That's perfect. That is absolutely perfect. Because the French are so protective of... Here's the plot. The French are so incredibly protective of the language, right? There's actually a committee that decide every... This is true, isn't it? Decide every year about new words that will enter the French language. And that's why, like, it took years for, like, email and stuff to be recognized in France because they don't like any external influence. But they're, so they're on in the process of refining the language, and they've got to choose between Pain au Chocolat and Chocolatine.
There we go.
And there's a big Wes Anderson ensemble cast fighting it out. I'd be all over that.
Timothée Chalamet stars because he's got a French surname. And I think he can speak French.
Mm. How about our own ideas?
Please.
Here's mine. And it feels like one we must have done. Blade in Manhattan.
Right. I didn't, but I was going to do Mermaid in Manhattan.
Whoa.
Anyway, Blade in Manhattan.
Merblade in Manhattan.
Sometimes we get sent ideas and we're always happy for any idea. But sometimes we get them where they've mashed about four things into one and it's
and we're not clever enough
out
for that. Yeah. There's just no way we could handle that level of competence and detail.
I can spin two plates at best, guys.
Yeah. I'm a one plate guy.
A Blade in Manhattan. What do we know about Manhattan? All I know is it's the name of a comedy film by that man we don't talk about anymore.
No, Made in Manhattan is Jennifer Lopez.
Of course. So is
Manhattan
Blade a
is
maid?
Woody Allen. No. Jennifer Lopez is Blade.
Oh, I'm in. I would actually watch that.
100%. Made by day, Blade by night. Have you seen the film Hustlers?
Oh, yes.
It's amazing. Similar kind of character, I reckon, for Jennifer Lopez, except she's wielding blades and being badass.
I could go for that. Definitely. Yeah, no, I'm all over that. And yes, Hustlers is an exquisite film.
So it's really, really fucking good. And so Jennifer Lopez, I think in Made in Manhattan, she's a maid, but she falls in with like the socialites because maybe someone she's a maid for thinks she's one of the 1%, one of the elite. So Blade is infiltrating the 1% because it's a cabal of vampires.
Ooh.
Gets in as a maid. Kill, 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 kill. Thoughts?
Guess who the big bad is? Jared Leto, and he's naked.
Of course he's naked. Let's have yours.
What about this one from me? Ambulancelot. Ambulancelot.
Yep.
Are you aware of this?
Knights of the Surgical Table.
Very good. Are you aware of this Michael Bay ambulance movie with Jake Gyllenhaal?
Sort of.
It's currently out.
But isn't there one? Isn't Jake Gyllenhaal in a film that I've seen where he plays like a 911? Yeah.
Yes.
Is this some sort of emergency service is a cinematic universe?
Yeah, they'll do like a surgeon next, and it'll be revealed that they were triplets. So, needing money to cover his wife's bills, a decorated veteran, Jake Gyllenhaal, teams up with his adoptive brother to steal $32 million from a Los Angeles bank. However, when their getaway goes spectacularly wrong, the desperate thieves hijack an ambulance that's carrying a severely wounded cop and EMT worker. Caught in a high-speed chase, the two siblings must figure out a way to outrun the law whilst keeping their hostages alive.
Great.
But that's they drive through a time portal to the Middle Ages.
Yeah, well...
Medieval times.
Medieval times. I think they're the same.
I think they might be. But I said Moospiracy earlier, so don't listen to
me. True. What... I just don't know how an ambulance is going to be received in a castle. That would be your main problem, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Oh, and they're like, we need a doctor. And they're like, well, we've just got wizards. And so... Yeah,
perfect. We've just got wizards.
He needs medical attention. And they bring him to a witch doctor.
What we don't know a fucking thing about medieval history. I don't think wizards were ever real.
What? No, come on.
Sorry, John. I like it. I'm into it. Actually,
and it's Michael Bay, so there's lots of explosions.
Just so many explosions, even in medieval times when they probably, you know, the technology didn't really exist, but still so many explosions.
Were you about to say you want to watch Ambulance?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard good things. I've heard it's Michael Bay's best in a while.
And that's a pretty high watermark.
Yeah, best since the last Transformers movie.
Yeah, and on that note, John, what was your favourite of all of them today?
I like the French diss track. I don't know if you've got
me too. I feel like we came up with it actually. I always like the ones where it sort of leads to a legitimately good idea. Yeah.
Rather than us talking about glasses in bathrooms.
Also good, but you can't really let that win.
No.
Because then what is this anymore? We're clinging on loosely to the format as it is.
Absolutely. On that subject, we said about the email last week, but you can get in touch with us. I think we're at Dream Factory Pod, like everywhere. So just find us on all of the socials or email dreamfactorypod@gmail.com with your idea, and we will be forever grateful.
And we'll be back after this. Well done, John. I think you were really good today.
Thank you very much. I thought you were good too.
Thanks, John.
Short and sweet.
We're the best. Short and sweet. I think it's, you know, a tight 30 that it's going to have people rolling in the aisles
of the auditorium.
Because they're listening to it in Morrison's or something.
I visualised cinema aisle because I was on brand. But
yeah, very true. Oh, why not? If you go and watch Morbius and it's crap, just pop us in your ears.
Do you go to the cinema alone much? Because I will do, and I will listen to a podcast whilst I'm waiting.
Really? Not often. When I have done, I haven't done that. Well, at what point do you take the headphones out? Trailers?
Trailers, yeah. So headphones for the adverts, headphones off for the trailers.
Headphones while you're buying the ticket. Barely understand what the guy behind the desk is saying. You don't know what film you've just bought a ticket for. You can't hear a thing. Yeah, I think that's a good idea. You're just screaming the words popcorn.
Sometimes when I'm at like a supermarket and I get to the till and I've got like all the shopping in my hands,
yeah,
but I was listening to a podcast, I like struggle to get the headphones off to sort of be a polite human being to the cashier.
Yeah.
And there's nowhere this story is going, but I just thought I'd let you know.
No, it's good. It's good to talk about, you know, the etiquette behind headphone wearing, because I make an effort to totally remove headphones if I'm about to speak to someone. And I don't like it when someone keeps their headphones in. Even if there's something, even if they're obviously like not playing anything, I don't know. I don't think it's right.
Yeah, I sometimes will find myself, I'll just, because these headphones just have an off switch, so I can just turn off the headphones. But yeah, you do feel like you have to be like extra, like, I'm not listening
to
anything.
Oh, there's nothing in these. There's nothing playing in these. And then you just look mad. It's like, why are you wearing headphones? You're just sort of scared of external noise. No, that's good stuff. Have you got anything else to tell me about?
No updates. Just everyone in my house is ill, so it's been
fine. Is that why you're hiding in the bedroom?
That's not. I'm just hiding in the bedroom because I don't like my family.
Fair enough. We can keep talking if you like.
No, I'm good.
We're your family here.
Oh, that's nice. Thanks, guys.
Well, thanks for listening, guys. And we'll see you, I don't know, in a week?
Maybe.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Send the guys a movie idea. Tell your friends that you like the show. Follow us on social media. Then you'll be the best listener.